as the Pixies with "This Monkey's Gone to Heaven." Who cares, right? It's time travel. It's time travel time.
Yo, this is Ice-T talking to you. Get high off music, not drugs. Drugs are for suckers. Straight up, there's no way around it. You do drugs, you lose. This is MC Ice-T. I'm out of here. Peace.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Time travel here with you until 6 p.m. Chris's helpful tips as well. 855-915-WMFO. You want to call in? Tell me your problems. I'll give you bad advice. Here's Genesis. It's one of my favorites from Genesis. My name's Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel from 4 to 5, and then we'll do Chris's Helpful Tips from 5 until 6. You can call on in 855-915-WMFO if you want a request up until 5. And if you got any problems, I will answer them for you with Chris's Helpful Tips. Extended show here with you today until 6 p.m. How are you feeling after Thanksgiving? I think it's time for my Thanksgiving song from 2008. Are you still hungry?
We're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. We've got all night to booze, and there ain't no room for food, and you're not our wife, you are our mom. We'll try the pie and cake, just don't make a plate for us, 'cause we ate all day, we are all done. Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. No, no more squash or dumplings. No giblets, no damn stuffing. We don't want nothing, not a roll from you. Our stomachs are stretched and loaded. We think the yams were frozen. If that's turkey breast, your breast won't do. No meat, yeah. No peas. Oh, we're not gonna eat that. Oh no, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore.
You're so skinny, I haven't seen you in so long. More oven-roasted turkey breast?
No.
Garlic mashed potatoes?
No.
Spiraled ham?
No.
Deviled eggs?
No.
More buffalo chicken?
No.
Pecan pie?
No.
Fudgicle?
No.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat?
No.
Gazpacho?
No.
Spam?
No.
Salami and cheese?
Nah.
Rutabagas?
No.
I have some nice tang?
No.
Pig in a poke?
No.
You want to order takeout?
No.
No. No, it's night, yeah, we're full, yeah, no corn, yeah, no cheese, yeah. We're not gonna eat that. Oh no, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore.
Just you try and make us.
Oh, we're not gonna eat that.
Come on.
Oh, no, we ain't
we're
gonna eat that.
We're both nauseous and drunk.
Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore.
I feel I weigh 220. Mashed potatoes.
No, we ain't gonna eat that.
More green bean casserole.
Oh, we're not gonna
no.
Eat
Stop.
That.
And casserole.
Are you still awake?
No!
I brought you a cupcake.
No,
wake up!
Eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore.
It's time travel with Chris Earle. It's the morning after Thanksgiving.
There's got to be a morning after. If we can hold on through the night, we have a chance to find the sunshine. Let's keep on looking for the light. Oh, can't you see the morning after? It's waiting right outside the storm. Why don't we cross the bridge together and find the place that's safe and warm? It's not too late.
All right, Medford, how you doing? How you doing? How you feeling? Good, good. I didn't overeat yesterday. I didn't overdrink. Just took it easy. You know, it was a nice Thanksgiving. Here I am day after Thanksgiving. Let's hear it for the ham, huh? Did you have any ham? Some people had a little ham. Mostly it's turkey. You're a steak or something. I'm going to make some steak tips later. But let's hear it for the ham. How about something for the pigs?
Have you seen the little piggies crawling in the dirt? And for all the little piggies, life is getting worse. Always having dirt to play around in. Have you seen the bigger piggies in the starched white shed? You will find the bigger piggies stirring up the dirt. Always have clean sheds to play around in. In the skies with all the packing, they don't care what goes on around. In their eyes there's something lacking. What they need's a damn good whacking. Forks and knives to eat the bacon.
One more time.
There you go, there's the Beatles. Here's a little In Excess for you. Holidays go by fast when you get older. Not enough time to spend time with the people you care about. And sometimes you spend too much time with people you don't care about. In Excess.
And hours lost for words in your arms. Attempting to make sense of my aching heart. If I could just be everything and everyone to you, this life would just be so easy. Not enough time for all that I want for you. Not enough time for every kiss, every touch, and all the nights I wanna be. the two of us make time to stop and listen for our signs. Not enough time for all that I want for you. Not enough time for every kiss, every touch, and all the nights I wanna be inside. Everything and everyone to you. Not enough time for all that I want for you. Not enough time for every kiss. Not enough time for all my love. Not enough time for every touch.
From 1992, In Excess with Not Enough Time here on Time Travel with Chris Earl, special edition day after Thanksgiving show. It's like, why not come in an hour early? I normally do Chris's Helpful Tips Fridays from 5 to 6. I'll start that up 5 to 6. If you need a tip a little early, you want to call on Aiden, 855-915-WMFO. Or if you want to make a request, I'm just playing tunes for the afternoon, and, I'll give some tips out, some wise words of wisdom along the way from Mr. Know-It-All. Mr. Know-It-All, self-proclaimed king of all media. It's Chris Earl here with you until 6 p.m. How was the Thanksgiving? I already asked that, but, call up and let me know. 855-915-WMFO. Did you have to take out the garbage? I know a girl that doesn't like taking out the garbage. Here she is.
Oh, Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout would not take the garbage out. She'd wash the dishes and scrub the pans, cook the yams and spice the hams, and though her parents would scream and shout, she simply would not take the garbage out. And so it piled up to the ceilings, coffee grounds, potato peelings, brown bananas and rotten peas, chunks of sour cottage cheese. It filled the can, it covered the floor, it cracked the windows and blocked the door with bacon rinds and chicken bones, drippy ends of ice cream cones, prune pits, peach pits,
orange peel, gloppy glumps of cold oatmeal, pizza crust and withered greens, soggy beans and tangerines, crusts of Blackburn buttered toast, grisly bits of beefy roast. The garbage rolled on down the hall. It raised the roof. It broke the walls. Greasy napkins, cookie crumbs, blobs of gooey bubble gum, cellophane from old bologna, rubbery blubbery macaroni, peanut butter cake and dry curdled milk and crust of pie, rotting melons, dried up mustard, eggshells mixed with lemon custard, cold french fries and rancid meat, yellow lumps of cream of wheat. At last, the garbage reached so high that finally it touched the sky, and none of her friends would come to play, and all the neighbors moved away, and finally Sarah Cynthia Stout said, "Okay, I'll take the garbage out." But then, of course, it was too late. The garbage reached across the state from New York to the Golden Gate. And there, in the garbage, she did hate. Poor Sarah met an awful fate that I cannot right now relate, because the hour is much too late. But children, remember Sarah Stout. And always take the garbage out.
All right, time for some Van Halen. Listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Time travel with Chris Earle. Call on in, make a request. 855-915-9636. Here with you till 6 p.m.
We was broke and hungry on a summer day. They sent the sheriff down to try and drive us away. We was sitting ducks the policeman. They found a dirty faced kid in a garbage can. Ooh, and I'm alone. I'm on my way. Won't it? Dead or alive. Dead or alive. Broken down and dirty, dressed in rags. Day my mama told me, boy, you pack your bags.
Listen on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm Van Halen. Time to relax with Frankie. Frankie Goes to Hollywood here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 855-915-WMFO. Music you don't like, advice you don't need. Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 6 p.m. and time travel. We're in the 80s right now.
Hi, this is Sheila from Nashua, and while I wait for the nail salons to open, I listen to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO. Doesn't he have such a sexy voice?
Yea, though we venture through the
Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you until 6 p.m. We're going to do some Chris's helpful tips. You want to call in and ask me anything. I will give you advice you don't need. 855-915-WMFO. Do not be shy. 855-915-9636. The local line is 781-350-3264. Like, you're going to remember that instead of the other one. The other one is 855-915-WMFO, and then you're going to remember all these other numbers. I was told there would be no math today here on Time Travel with Chris Earle, but there will be some REO Speedwagon. We're still in the 80s here on Time Travel.
Heard it from a friend who, heard it from a friend who, heard it from another, you've been messing around. They say you got a boy. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood, and talk is cheap when the story is good.
You're listening to Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm here with you until 6 p.m. You want to call in and make a request, you can. You want to call in and you need some advice that you don't need, 855-915-9636. Hope you're enjoying a nice day on the couch. Decided to come in here myself and get off my lazy behind and spin some discs for you. So I hope you're enjoying some of the music here. We've been mostly playing some 80s stuff, REO Speedwagon in there. Coming up next, great song from the Bangles from 1987 here on Time Travel.
The Ballad of Irving. He was short and fat and rode out of the west with a Mogan David on his silver vest. He was mean and nasty right clear through, which was kind of weird because he was yellow too. They called him Irving. Big Irving. Big short Irving. Big short fat Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the west. He came from the old bar mitzvah spread with a 10-gallon yarmulke on his head. He always followed his mother's wishes. Even on the range, he used two sets of dishes. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big sissy Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Irving. 141 could draw faster than he, but Irving was looking for 143. Walked into Saul's saloon like a man insane and ordered three fingers of 2 cents plain. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big sport Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. One day, Bad Max happened into town. His aim was to shoot Fat Irving down. Bad Max said, draw and draw right now. And Irving drew a picture of a cow. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big gunfighter Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. The James boys was coming on a train at first sun, and the town said, Irving, we need your gun. Well, that train pulled in at the break of dawn. Irving's gun was there, but Irving was gone. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big help Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Well, finally, Irving got 3 slugs in the belly. It was right outside the Frontier Deli. He was sitting there twirling his gun around, and Butterfingers Irving gunned himself down. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big dum-dum Irving. Big dum-dum dead Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Really?
That's a man named Frank Gallup with the Ballad of Irving here on Time Travel with Chris. I'm going to bring you back to the 70s. This was featured in the trailer for the movie The Holdovers. It's a great movie. I saw it on a matinee this week on my staycation. I really enjoyed the staycation this week. But I'll tell you, it goes by fast as you get older. You don't get, there's not enough minutes in the day to get everything you need done. But this is a great movie, and I know there's a couple of good ones out there. Thanksgiving by Eli Roth's out there. You want a horror movie? Napoleon is out there, bunch of other things there, and Holdovers was great. I loved it. I thought it was probably my favorite movie in the theater in at least a good 4 or 5 years. Really funny movie. I enjoyed it. Here's Badfinger.
I will always be around.
There's Badfinger. Like I said, The Holdovers, great movie. It's out in theaters now. I think it's probably Alexander Payne's best movie. He did some great ones. Election was good, and About Schmidt was great. Sideways, Descendants, Nebraska, and Downsizing. All interesting movies. He also did Citizen Ruth, was his first movie years ago in 1996 with Laura Dern. Very interesting director. I think this is his best movie, and it's Paul Giamatti's best movie, and I hope he gets... hope he gets an award for this, because it's really a great movie. I loved it. Anyway, Time Travel is here with you until 5 p.m., and then we'll be doing Chris's Helpful Tips until 6 p.m. I don't know. I'm enjoying playing music. Maybe I'll just play some music. But if you want to call in and you need a tip, 855-915-9636. I would be amiss if I did not play this one from Steely Dan, considering it's Black Friday. Here's Black Friday here on Time Travel. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Time for a cold turkey sandwich.
Temperature's rising. Fever is high. Can't see no.